You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Next up, a slightly different type of hacking. We all know someone who uses somebody else's password to stream Netflix or HBO to get out of paying that monthly fee. Maybe that someone is you. We won't make you admit it because lots of people do it. A Parks Associates study estimates folks like that cost the video on demand industry some $500 million worldwide. That free ride might be coming to an end soon. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more from New York on the possibility of a password sharing crackdown.
Viewers using borrowed Netflix passwords may find themselves pondering their ethics while watching Orange is the New Black.
When are you going to realize that you don't get to do whatever you want because it makes you feel good?
You are such a hypocrite.
No, you crossed a line.
Reasonable people may disagree. And however you may feel about password sharing, it actually doesn't matter all that much. That's because right now, the leaders of the major streaming services could crack down, but they aren't. James McQuivy of Forrester Research has an explanation.
This is a classic heroin model. It means you give people the first couple cracks at it for free, get them addicted, and then eventually hope that you can charge them for it.
Imagine your would-be addict as a college sophomore who hasn't quite cut the cord with mom and dad's membership. Once he has a job, it could be easier to figure out how to get him to subscribe if you already know what he likes to watch. Glenn Hauer is author of the Parks Associates report on just how much password sharing might be costing companies.
They are holding on to their data in order to use that in the future.
Hauer says about 20% of 18 to 24-year-olds that stream video don't pay for it. But they shouldn't get too used to a world where big media companies look the other way. Dan Rayburn is digital media analyst with Frost & Sullivan.
I'm kind of surprised that at this point, considering how big some of these services have gotten in terms of the number of subscribers, that they haven't actually cracked down on it. But I think it's only a matter of time before they do.
Good or evil, enjoy it while it lasts. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.